Good everyone.
在圣经里面有很多的真理。
In the Bible, there are many truths.
尤其是有说到会幕的真理。
Especially regarding the truth of the tabernacle.
以色列人出了埃及之后。
After the Israelites got out of Egypt.
神吩咐摩西要建造会幕。
God instructed Moses to build the tabernacle.
这个会幕很重要。
This tabernacle is important.
因为会幕是一个敬拜神的中心。
Because the tabernacle is the center of worshiping God.
也有一个非常重要的预表。
And it has a very important prefiguration.
在旧约，他们是透过在会幕烧香献祭敬拜神。
In the Old Testament, it is through going into the tabernacle, to worship God.
这个会幕是流动性的。
This tabernacle has a flow.
Mobile 的。
It's mobile.
所以随着他们搬家而搬动的。
That is, it goes wherever the Israelites go.
后来会幕呢就演变成为圣殿。
Then the tabernacle became the temple.
后来呢再变成使徒时代的教会。
Then it became the apostolic church.
到最后这个会幕预表什么呢？
In the end, what does the tabernacle represent?
我们看启示录的21章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 21.
第三节。
Verse
3. 21章的第三节。
Revelation chapter 21 verse 3.
二十一章第三节
21 verse 3.
我听见有大声音从宝柱出来说，看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God.
原来啊，这个神的帐幕很重要。
So the tabernacle of God is important.
神的帐幕跟所罗门的圣殿都是在预表一样的事情。
The tabernacle of God and the temple of Solomon prefigures the same thing.
就是神要与人同在。
That is, God will dwell with men.
神怎么样透过人同在呢？
How will God be with men?
先是透过主耶稣基督来到世上。
It is first through Jesus coming to earth.
因为主耶稣基督，神与人同在。
Because through Jesus Christ,God is with men.
再来，这个会幕也预表神主耶稣基督的身体，就是真教会。
Then the tabernacle also prefigures the body of Christ, which is the true church.
主耶稣怎么样，真教会就要怎么样。
Whatever God is, the true church will be.
主耶稣啊。
Whatever Jesus is.
因为主耶稣是头，教会是身体。
Because Jesus Christ is the head and the church is the body.
所以，如果今天教会要发展
，So if the church is to expand.
如果信徒要灵修。
If the members are to spiritually cultivate,
一定要好好学习有关于圣经里面会幕的属灵的真理。
You must learn from the spiritual truth of the tabernacle.
里面有很多细节，有很多的部分都有属灵的意思。
And there are many details in them that describe the spiritual truth.
自己看的时候可能不懂，一下就看过，或者是觉得很无聊。
If we read it ourselves, we may not understand it or think it is boring.
但是其实经过圣灵的启示跟带领，我们可以学习到非常的多宝贵的道理。
But through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, we can learn a lot of teachings.
今天晚上我们就来讲会幕的颜色。
So tonight we'll talk about the color of the tabernacle.
也就是会幕里面最主要是有什么颜色。
That is, within the tabernacle, what are the key colors?
我们自己买了房子，要油漆，都是自己选，喜欢什么颜色就什么颜色。
When we buy our house, we will decide on the color that we paint our walls with.
小孩子的房间，我们也让他们自己选颜色。
And with our kids' rooms, we let them choose their colors.
会幕是神的家。
Tabernacle is the house of God.
所以神也要自己替自己选颜色。
And God will choose His own color for himself.
会幕里面有四个主要的颜色。
In the tabernacle, there are four key colors.
我们看出埃及记的三十五章。
Let us turn to Exodus chapter 35.
三十五节。
Verse 35.
出埃及记三十五章三十五节。
Exodus 35, verse 35.
耶和华使他们的心满有智慧，能做各样的工，无论是雕刻的工、巧匠的工、绒、蓝色、紫色、朱红色线和细麻绣花的工。
Verse 35, He has filled them with skill to do all manner of work of the engraver and the designer and the tapestry maker in blue, purple, and scarlet thread and fine linen.
再来36章第八节。
36 verse 8.
这里在讲同样的事。
It talks about the same thing.
他们中间凡心里有智慧做工的，用十幅幔子做帐幕。这幔子是比色列用盐的细麻、蓝色、紫色、朱红色线制造的。
Verse 8, then all the gifted artisans upon them who worked on the tabernacle made 10 curtains woven of fine linen, and of blue, purple, and scarlet thread with artistic designs of cherubim they made them.
同样的, 36章, 35节, 再一次记载这四个颜色的线造成幔子。
And the same thing in verse 35, it describes these four colors.
所以一致的重复记载这四个颜色。
So these four colors are repeatedly recorded.
这四个颜色就是会幕里面的幔幕的布帘的主要的颜色。
And these four colors are the key colors of the veil in the tabernacle.
神绝对不会做一些没有意义的事。
God will not do anything unnecessary.
这四个颜色一直重复的出现。
These four colors repeatedly appear.
是有非常重要的道理在里面。
It has important teaching in them.
刚刚我们讲过了，会幕的预表， 这是主耶稣基督。
We talk about how the tabernacle is a prefiguration of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这四个颜色， 刚刚好， 这可以形容主耶稣基督的四个特性。
So these four colors can describe the characteristics of Jesus Christ.
也刚刚好， 我们在新约圣经里面有四卷福音书， 都来形容主耶稣的一生。
And it also describes the four gospel books in the New Testament.
从不同的角度来记载主,
from different perspectives to record Jesus.
用不同的重点,
using different concepts.
就好像会幕里面的四个颜色一样,
just like four colors in the tabernacle.
所以我们今天再来看看到底这四个颜色代表什么。
So today we'll look at how what these four colors represent.
如果我们来看第36章,
if you look at chapter 36,
36章的第35节,
Chapter 36, verse 35.
这里记载有蓝色、紫色、红色，还有细麻，细麻就是白色。
Here records there's blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen, which is white.
好，那我们再来讲讲这四种不同的颜色。
So we'll describe these four colors.
第一种颜色,
the first color.
我们先从最后的讲起，细麻的颜色，细麻就是白的，一定是白的。
We'll start with the last one, the fine woven linen, and it has to be white in color.
主耶稣基督来到世上, 他是洁白的。
When Lord Jesus Christ came to earth, he was pure.
主耶稣基督是完美的人子。
And he is the perfect man.
这个是路加福音所主要的形容。
And this is the key concept in the Gospel of Luke.
我们看路加福音的第19章。
Let's turn to Luke. Chapter 16.
如果我们看路加福音19章的第10节,
Luke chapter 19.
路加福音19章的第10节,
Luke chapter 19 verse 10.
人子来，为要寻找拯救世上的人。 路加福音一直记载，强调主耶稣基督就是那个完美的人子。
Luke describes how Jesus is that perfect man.
他来就是要拯救迷失的人。
And he comes to this earth to rescue those who are lost.
这个人子跟你跟我, 我们都是人子, 但是不一样。
And you and I are man, but he is different.
我们是人的, 生出来的儿子, 但是我们不是完美的人子。
We are born from man, but we are not the perfect
因为我们有罪,
man. Because we have sin.
不完美,
we are not perfect.
我们不是白的,
we are not pure.
我们是黑的,
we are darkened.
好一点的, 可能是灰的,
some may be gray.
你再修自己, 也是黄的。
Some may be pure and maybe yellow.
你靠自己永远达不到洁白。
But by yourself, you cannot be pure.
但是主耶稣基督他是洁白的。
However, Lord Jesus Christ is pure.
因为他是圣灵怀孕。
Because he was conceived by the Spirit.
没有罪性。
And he has no sinful nature.
所以在变貌山上, 主耶稣变貌。
So on the mountain of transfiguration, Jesus transformed.
我们看路加第9章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 9.
路加福音9章29节。
Luke chapter 9 verse 29.
路加福音9章29节。
Luke 9:29.
正祷告的时候, 他的面貌就改变了, 衣服洁白放光。
29, as he prayed, the appearance of his face was altered, and his robe became white and glistening.
所以主耶稣的第一种颜色就是白色。
So the first color of Jesus is white.
他第一种特性就是圣洁。
And the characteristic of it is pure.
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is pure.
所以在会幕里面你会看到很多白色的幔幔幔帘。
So in the tabernacle you will see white veils.
你一看到白色你就想到主耶稣基督是圣洁的。
And when you see white you will think about how Jesus Christ is pure.
我们今天家里不晓得有没有人把自己的家漆成整个墙壁都是白的, 整个房间都是纯白的。
I wonder if anyone's house is all white.
白色很漂亮。
White is a beautiful color.
有一种很精神，也很平安的感觉。
It makes people feel energetic and feels peaceful.
啊, 主耶稣基督就是完美的人子。
And Lord Jesus Christ is the perfect man.
所以主耶稣基督的颜色就是白色。
So Lord Jesus Christ's color is white.
那同样，今天如果我们要灵修，要学习主耶稣基督。
So in the same way, if we are to spiritually cultivate to become like Jesus,
我们就要追求圣洁。
We have to pursue purity.
如果我们要我们的教会发展,
if we want our church to expand,
教会都要追求圣洁。
We need the church needs to pursue purity.
这两个层面都很重要。
And these two levels are important.
有人问我怎么可以得到神祝福呢？
How can we receive the blessing of God?
我怎么可以得到神让我更亲近呢？
How can we be closer to God?
我们可能拼命祈求。
Maybe we ask of him.
我们可能要做很多的工作。
Maybe we have to do a lot of work.
但是一个最基本的。
But the most basic thing,
如果你的生活是不圣洁的,
if our life is not pure,
是不干净的,
if it is dirty,
神是不会与你亲近的,
then God will not draw close to you.
神不是看你做了什么,
God does not look at what you do.
神是看你的生活,
he looks at your life.
很多基督徒他忘记这一点,
many Christians forget this point.
圣经讲得很清楚,
and the Bible tells us very clearly.
神说我是圣洁的,
Jesus said, I am pure.
所以你们也要圣洁,
so you have to be pure.
人非圣洁, 没有人可以见主。
Nobody can draw close to me except those who are pure.
这是主耶稣对圣徒的要求。
And this is a requirement of Jesus to his disciples.
今天很多人喜欢服侍神。
Today many people like to serve God.
很多父母喜欢孩子去当教员。
And the parents like their children to become counselors.
上讲台。
To be on the pulpit.
当老师。
Become teachers.
教导别人。
To teach others.
我们也喜欢做圣工。
We also like to do holy work.
但是我们问自己一个问题。
But let us ask ourselves this question.
我的生活在神面前有没有是白色的?
Is our life before God pure and white?
你的生活你自己知道。
You know your own life.
你自己思想你自己知道。
And when you reflect, you will know.
你自己讲什么话你自己知道。
You know what you have spoken.
你在家里看什么电视，看什么电影，上什么网，你自己知道。
You know what you have watched at home on the computer, on the TV.
你心里想什么你自己知道。
And you know what your heart desires.
你的颜色拿出来跟那个纯白的比一比。
If you take out your own color and compare it with white.
可能你自己觉得自己很好。
Maybe you think of yourself as
但是跟主耶稣的白比起来，我们太亏欠。
But compared to the white of Lord Jesus Christ, it is very far off.
所以主耶稣的颜色就是白色。
So the Lord Jesus Christ's color is white.
就是代表圣洁的。
And that represents purity.
那你的内心是白的呢?
So is your heart pure?
有时候我们的内心不怎么白。
Our heart sometimes may not be white.
有时候我们的内心蛮暗的。
Our heart may be pretty dark.
有罪就会有暗。
If there is sin, there is darkness.
所以我们要靠着主耶稣基督把里面变白。
So we need to rely on Jesus so that our heart becomes better.
我们看变白了。Become
more white.
我们看以弗所书。Let
us turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第四章。Ephesians
chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。Ephesians
chapter 4.
22节。
Verse
22. 以弗所书第四章22节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 22.
就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑，渐渐变坏的。That
you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to deceitful lusts.
为什么我们有时候里面不白了?
How come sometimes we're not white on the inside?
欲望太多了。
Because we have too much desires.
不好的欲望都是叫私欲。
And wrong desires are called lusts.
因为有私欲，我们会说谎。
And because of lust, we lie.
因为私欲，我们嫉妒。
Because of lust, we are jealous.
因为私欲，我们贪婪。
And because of jealousy, we are lazy.
因为私欲，我们会仇恨。
And because of jealousy, we hate.
我们看不应该看的。
We look at things we're not supposed
to. 讲不应该讲的。
We say things we're not supposed to.
想不应该想的。
We think of things we're not supposed to.
所以里面就不白了。
So in our inside it is not white anymore.
如果不白, 主耶稣怎么与我们同在呢?
So if it is not white, how can Jesus work with us?
如果你不白, 主耶稣怎么祝福你呢?
If it is not white, how can Jesus bless you?
所以一进到会幕里面就看到很多白色的布帘。
So when we enter the tabernacle, we see a lot of white veil.
很多白色的线。
A white line.
这四个颜色,头一个颜色, 主要的就是白的颜色。
So in these four colors, white is the most important.
所以我们要靠着主耶稣圣灵把我们的里面的心要变洁白。
So we have to rely on the Lord's Spirit so that our heart becomes more white.
看加拉太书第五章。
Let's turn to Galatians.
五章的十九节。
Chapter 5 verse 19.
加拉太书五章的十九节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 19.
这里有讲到很多让我们污染的这个污点。
Here are some things that dirty us.
五章十九节。
Five verse 19.
情欲的事是显而易见的，啊，这里很多种。
Now the works of the flesh are evident, and there list many things.
第一种是奸淫。
First is adultery.
奸淫就是不正常的男女关系。
It is improper relationship between male and female.
婚前呢叫苟合。
Before marriage, it is called fornication.
婚后呢叫奸淫。
After marriage, it's called adultery.
这个就是头号杀手，信徒的心里的意念，如果男女方面不圣洁。
And this is the first killer if the members do not have a correct mindset of
marriage. 再来就是污秽。
Next is uncleanness.
再来邪荡。
Lewdness.
再来拜偶像。
Idolatry.
邪术。
Sorcery.
这些可能我们都比较会少犯。
These we may not commit very often.
但是仇恨。
But hatred.
仇恨是很严重的一个污点。
Hatred is a very strong.
魔鬼的本性就是仇恨。
The nature of Satan is hatred.
讲话出来，哎呀，为什么有仇恨呢？
Sometimes we speak out of hatred.
这个眼神为什么有仇恨呢？
Our eyes are filled with hatred.
因为魔鬼在它里面。
Because Satan is inside.
有了仇恨了，就想增进了。
And from hatred we have contention.
然后呢，嫉妒别人有记恨了。
And then from jealousy we have hatred.
然后呢，就恼怒了。
Outbursts of wrath.
结党了。
Selfish ambitions,
纷争了
dissensions,
再来异端
heresies.
异端呢是后来才出来的，我们看到一开始不是先讲异端，但是先有了这些不好的想法，仇恨结党纷争之后呢，慢慢异端才会出来，这个头脑被迷惑才会讲异端。
And we see here that heresies are not listed at the first thing because after the wrong concepts, out of all the hatred comes heresy.
来二十一节
Verse 21,
嫉妒别人
envy
这也是一种污点。
This is also a dirty point.
再来醉酒
drunkenness.
喝酒不是罪，但是醉酒就是罪。
Drinking wine is not drunkenness, but drunkenness.
所以每一次喝酒，如果醉了，在神面前就是得罪神。
So if you are drunk every time you drink, you have drunkenness.
所以这些都是让我们污秽的。
So these things dirty us.
所以我们不要忘记，主耶稣的颜色是白的。
So we should not forget that Lord Jesus Christ is white.
我们要在主面前追求洁白。
And before Lord Jesus Christ, we have to pursue white.
我们有时候很在意我们的家有没有漂亮。
We care often about how our house looks.
旧了要换新，要油漆，要换地毯。
If it's old, we'll change the carpet.
但是我们有没有在意我们的心有没有洁白？
But do we care about if our heart is white?
这个是很重要。
This is important.
因为主耶稣是洁白的。
Because Lord Jesus is white.
再来，整个教会也要圣洁。
And the whole church also has to be white.
教会不圣洁，神就不同工。
If the church is not pure, the Lord will not work.
有时候人很努力的在办很多活动，做很多的改革，做很多的不同的安排。
Oftentimes men will put up many activities and events.
大家很想教会发展。
And everyone wants to expand.
很想人数增加。
But there's not a lot of increase in people.
但是发觉弄来弄去没有什么效果。
And after all the toil, we see there are no results.
信徒的信心没有发展。
The faith of members did not increase.
慕道者没几个。
There are no true seekers.
教会里面问题一大堆。
Many problems in the church.
花了很多心思力量在里面，为什么？
Even though we have spent so much toil and hard work,
只有一个原因。
There's only one reason.
教会不圣洁。
The church is not pure.
神不同工。
Lord will not work with them.
弄什么都没有用。
And whatever they do will not succeed.
所以要教会发展，就要洁净教会。
So if you want the church to succeed, we have to be pure.
洁净教会要从洁净工人开始。
And to purify the church has to start with purifying the workers.
工人自己圣不圣洁？
The workers has to be pure.
工人的心思意念圣不圣洁？
The workers' heart pure.
有没有罪？有没有隐藏的罪？
Do they hide any sins in there?
做圣工的人有没有圣洁
？And the holy workers, do they have sins in them?
别人不知道。
Other people do not know.
神知道。
But God knows.
魔鬼知道。
Satan knows.
自己也知道。
And you know yourself.
没有力量的，有罪是没有力量的。
If you have sin, you have no power.
有一些人犯了罪了，还在勉强自己做圣工。
Oftentimes people have committed sins, but they force themselves to do.
自己越做越软弱。
But the more they do, they become weaker.
教会也受了亏损。
And the church becomes damaged.
到最后不得已才会。才很羞愧的这样下来。
And in the end, they will have to step down.
所以教会是圣洁的地方。
So the church is a holy place.
恶人在义人的会是站立不住的。
The evil cannot stand in the righteous.
一开始可能勉强要表现，但是后来都会显现。
In the beginning, you may want to present yourself, but in the end, you cannot hide yourself.
所以教会要发展，就是要圣洁。
So for the church to expand, we have to be pure.
无论是大罪小罪，都要向神悔改。
Whether it is big or small sins, we have to ask God.
有一些罪是明显的，有一些罪是隐藏的。
Some sins are evident, some sins are hidden.
每一个人都要在神面前，在神面前悔改。
But everyone needs to ask for forgiveness from God.
所以这个是白色。
So this is white.
会幕是白色的。
And the tabernacle is white.
在里面是白色的。
Within it is white.
因为主耶稣是圣洁的。
Because Lord Jesus Christ is pure.
是第一个颜色。
And this is the first color.
提醒自己。
Let us remind ourselves.
第二个颜色。
The second color.
看回来出埃及记36章的35节。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 36 verse 35.
36章35节。
Chapter 36 verse 35.
第二个颜色是蓝色。
The second color is blue.
蓝色是天上的颜色。
Blue is the color of the sky.
你一抬头看天，在一个晴朗的日子，就会看到最漂亮的蓝色。
If you look up to the sky, you will see the most beautiful color.
海水的蓝也是反映天空的蓝。
And the color of the sea is a reflection of the color of the sky.
真正的蓝是从天上来的。
So true blue comes from the sky.
所以蓝色就是天空的颜色。
And the color of blue is the color of the sky.
天空代表超越地上。
The sky represents being superior over the ground.
主耶稣基督在世上虽然是人的儿子。
Even though Jesus Christ on earth is the Son of Man.
但是他的灵里面，他其实是神的儿子。
But in spirit, he is the Son of God.
他是超越的。
And he is
约翰福音就是记载这个道理。
And the book of John records this teaching.
约翰福音第二十章。
John chapter 20.
第三十一节。
Verse 31.
约翰福音二十章三十一节。
John chapter 20 verse 31.
但记这些事。是要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name.
约翰福音写了那么多，就是这个结论。
And the book of John has this conclusion.
你要相信主耶稣是神的儿子。
That you have to believe Jesus is the Son of God.
他在灵里面就是那个全能永生永恒永在的父，全能的神。
And in the spirit, he is the everlasting, ever, forever living God.
你要相信他才可以得永生。
And you have to believe in him to have everlasting life.
你靠自己修行修一辈子都不可能得永生。
And by yourself, by reflection, you cannot obtain anything.
因为人就是有限。
Because man is limited.
你人再怎么厉害，飞不起来。
No matter how good you are, you cannot fly.
你做善事，你把自己都卖了，烧了自己了，做了全最好的善事了，也不会得永生。
No matter how many good deeds you have done, you cannot receive eternal life.
因为人的善在神面前也是站立不住的。
Because the deed of man cannot stand before God.
你要得永生，就要相信神的儿子主耶稣基督。
To receive eternal life, you have to believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
你才可以得永生。
Then you can receive eternal life.
这个就是叫做超越。
This is being above.
因为主耶稣不是从地上来的。
Because Lord Jesus is not from the earth.
主耶稣从天上来的。
The Lord is from heaven.
他是永恒的神，道成为肉身来到世上。
He is the everlasting God in flesh on earth.
所以蓝色是主耶稣的颜色。
So blue is the color of Jesus.
蓝色代表超越。
And blue represents being above.
因为主耶稣是超越的。
Because Lord Jesus, he is superior over everything.
我们又回来这两个角度来讲。
So we have to come back to these two perspectives.
先从我们个人的灵修。
Starting from our own spiritual cultivation.
什么都是灵修。
What is spiritual cultivation?
我们要靠着主耶稣在这个世上过一个超越的生活。
We have to rely on Jesus to live in this world in
transcending life.
In a transcending manner.
什么叫超越？
What is transcending?
你住在地上，但是不是属于地上的。
You live on earth, but you are not of the earth.
你跟大家在一起，但是你又跟大家不一样。
You are with everyone, but you are different from everyone.
这个就是叫超越。
This is called transcending.
约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17.
十四节。
Verse 14.
约翰福音十七章十四节。
John 17 verse 14.
十七章十四节。
17:14.
我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
Verse 14, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world.
我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离那恶者。
I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one.
主耶稣这里讲了什么叫超越。
The Lord Jesus Christ here talks about what is transcending.
你学主耶稣就是超越。
It is to imitate Christ.
第一，主耶稣在这个世界，但是他不是属于这个世界的。
Firstly, Lord Jesus Christ is in the world, but he is not of the world.
主耶稣走在世上。
Jesus Christ walks on the earth.
别人吃饭，他也吃饭。
He eats, everyone eats.
别人睡觉，他也睡觉。
Everyone sleeps, and Jesus also sleeps.
主耶稣跟大家有什么不同？
So how is Jesus different from everyone else?
你仔细看，他很不同。
But if you look closely, he is very different.
他里面生命不同。
Inside him, his life is different.
别人的生命一辈子就是吃喝拉撒睡死，没有了。
In everyone else's life, their life composes of eat, sleep, drink, and they die.
主耶稣的生命是神儿子的生命。
The Lord Jesus Christ's life is the life of God.
他来就是要胜过死亡。
And he comes to this earth is to be
他死在十字架上，但是要复活。
He is to die on the cross but resurrect.
所以他根本不是属于这个世界的。
So he is not of the world.
他是属天的，属灵的。
He is of the heaven.
那生命的本质不一样。
And his life is different.
我们也是这样。
And we are the same.
别人上班，你也去上班。
Everyone works and we also work.
别人生儿养女，你也生儿养女。
Everyone else have a family and we also have a family.
但是你跟他们有什么不一样？
But how are we different from them?
你是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
你不是一辈子吃喝拉撒睡死就结束了。
Our life is not composed of eating, drinking, and then dying.
你是为神而活。
We are living for Christ.
你要把这个生命彰显出来。
And we have to demonstrate this in our living.
你不但是救自己，你还要救你身边的人，传福音。
We not only save ourselves, but we also preach the gospel to save others.
这个叫做蓝色，这个叫超越。
This is called being blue, being transcending.
还有第十五节说，保守自己脱离那个恶者。
In verse 15, it also says we should keep ourselves from the evil one.
超越就是超越罪过。
To transcend also means to transcend and be escape from the evil one.
主耶稣在世上的时候，恶者一直在他身边引诱他。
When Jesus Christ was on the earth, the evil ones kept being around him,
影响他，
influencing him,
考验他，
testing him,
试探他，
and tempting him,
想要把主耶稣拉下来，
wanting to pull Jesus Christ down.
从主耶稣出来工作的第一天，恶者就在他身边了。
From the first day Jesus came out to work, the evil ones are beside him.
但是主耶稣有保守自己，
but Jesus Christ kept himself.
他没有被恶者抓住。
He did not allow himself to be grasped in the hands of the evil.
在恶者当中，但是却脱离了恶者。
He was within the evil one, but he is out of them.
有神的道在他心里。
The gospel is within his heart.
今天我们也是一样。
And today is the same.
你没有办法脱离世界。
We are not able to escape from this world.
你没有办法脱离网络。
We cannot escape from internet.
你每天要用网络。
Every day we need to use internet.
但是你不被网络捆绑住。
But we are not bound by the internet.
你用完了就不用了，不会被它绑住了。
After we have used it, we are not bound by it.
你对那些不好东西没兴趣。
It is not good for us, and we are not interested in it.
你身边有很多朋友。
We have friends.
他们观点跟你的观念很不一样。
And they have different concepts from.
他们有些是淫乱的。
Some they have sexually immoral.
有一些是同性恋的。
Some are homosexual.
但是你会被影响吗？
But are you influenced?
你知道他们做的是不对的。
You know that they are wrong.
你不会跟他们一样。
And you will not be the same as them.
这个叫做超越。
This means transcending.
你没有办法把自己躲在山上。
You are not hiding yourself in the mountain.
主耶稣没有这样要求。
The Lord Jesus Christ does not require of us.
主耶稣要你过一个超越的生活。
The Lord Jesus Christ requires us to live a transcending life.
因为这个是蓝色，是主耶稣的颜色。
So blue is the color of Jesus.
那我们来想想，我们个人的灵修有没有超越
？So let us think of ourselves. Is our spiritual cultivation transcending?
哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
第三章。
Verse 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
哥罗西书三章一节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 1.
这个叫做超越。
This is transcending.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Chapter 3 verse 1.
第二节，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。你们因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神的里面。这就是超越了。
This means transcending.
你的生命藏在基督里面。
To have your life inside Christ.
你不求地上的事而已。
You not only search for the things of the earth.
有时候啊, 我们祷告, 想想看, 我们到底祷告什么?
Many times when we pray, the Lord looks at our content.
我们整天都是为地上的事祷告。
If every day we pray for things of the earth,
哎呀, 神啊帮助我的工作啊。
Lord, help me with my job.
帮助我的读书啊,
help me with my school.
帮助我的股票啊,要乖一点啊, 要听话, 要升职啊。 帮助我的股票要乖一点,要听话。
Help me with my stocks.
帮助我的投资啊。
Help me with my investments.
帮助我的身体啊,我的腰骨啊。
Help me with my health,
我的头啊,
my body, my head.
哇, 主耶稣一看, 你求的是什么? 全部都是地上的。
When Jesus looks at all of these contents, it is all for, for yourself.
信耶稣信了一辈子,每天求的都是地上的。
And even though you have believed for so long, everything you pray for is on the earth.
没有求更好的吗?
Have you searched for better things?
只有求这个吗?
Are you only seeking for these things?
我给你的能够就是这个吗?
Are these the only things I can give you?
明明主耶稣可以给你钻石,你求一个塑胶的。
When Jesus Christ can give you a diamond, but you ask for a plastic
我拿到塑胶就很高兴了。
And you are content with having that plastic
主耶稣是我珠宝啊, 你都没有求啊。
Lord Jesus Christ has jewelries, but you're not asking for them.
主耶稣知道我们需要什么。
Lord Jesus Christ knows what is our need.
你不告诉主耶稣,主耶稣都知道你哪里痛。
Lord Jesus Christ knows what, where our weaknesses are.
你不告诉主耶稣,他都知道你需要工作。
Even though we do not ask of him, he knows that we need a job.
主耶稣想你求什么?
But what does the Lord Jesus Christ want us to seek to
him?
To seek for the things above.
你的灵性,
your spirituality,
你的信仰,
your faith,
你自己的进步,
and your spiritual advancement.
为了教会而祷告,
and praying for the church.
为传福音祷告,
for spreading the gospel.
为你的家人的灵魂来祷告,
praying for the spirituality of your family.
这个就是超越了。
This is transcending.
所以这个就是主耶稣要我们求的。
This is what Lord Jesus Christ wants us to seek.
再来, 从教会的方面也要超越。
Then in the perspective of the church, we also have to be transcending.
为什么教会要超越?
Why does the church need to be transcending?
因为教会是神的家。
Because the church is the house of God.
教会不是人的公司。
Church is not a company of men.
也不是人的团体。
It is not a gathering of men.
这个是我们需要知道的。
This is something we need to understand.
虽然教会是在人的社会里面其中一个存在的一个个体。
Even though the church is existing among different groups of people.
你打开政府的登记,教会里面也是所有的团体其中的一种啊。
The church within the government phone book is one of the groups of people.
也有关于教会的,或者是慈善团体的法律,要怎么来组织一个教会。
And there are laws and regulations established for churches.
那是社会里面的一个参考。
And it is a reference for being in the society.
也是法律的一种。
And it is one kind of law.
但是神在神的家里面。
But the Lord Jesus Christ is within the church.
在整个教会的运作跟带领里面。
And he is working within the church.
有更重要的。
And he has a more important role.
来带领教会的, 就是圣经来带领教会。
It is to use the Bible to guide the church.
这个就是超越。
This is transcending.
跟世界不一样。
To be different from the world.
像世界的人。 世界的公司,一来公司上班就要打卡。
When you are in the world, when you go to a job, you have to sign in.
迟到一分钟,就扣钱了。
And if you are late for 1 minute, you are...
那如果教会正工人员也要来打卡的话,
if the church workers also have to sign in,
大家, 你今天迟到一分钟,打卡,扣钱,奉献多一点要。
And if you're late for 1 minute, maybe you will have to offer more.
再打卡,你这一次忘记工作,哦。 靠什么?
And if you forgot to do this work, then what can we take of you?
这样就很奇怪。
This is very weird.
听起来就知道不对。
We know that is wrong.
有些社会上很对的, 但是搬来教会就不对。
Sometimes things in the world are right, but when we come to the church, it is wrong.
所以教会是超越的, 还是比世界高一点的。
So the church is transcending above the world.
所以主耶稣的颜色是蓝色。
So the color of Jesus is blue.
所以我们要常常记住,我们个人的灵修要超越。
So we have to remind ourselves to have a transcending spiritual cultivation.
真教会比别的教派就更超越了。
The true Jesus Church is transcending above all the other denominations.
我们看以赛亚书第二章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 2.
第二章的第二节。
Chapter 2 verse 2.
第二章第二节。
Chapter 2 verse 2.
末后的日子,耶和华殿的山必坚立,超乎诸山,高举过于万岭。 万民都要流归这山。
Chapter 2, verse 2. Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it.
这个都是真教会末世的预言啊。
And this is a prefiguration of the end time of the church.
弟兄姐妹，你今天能够坐在真教会的椅子听道理。 你是有福气的，你知道吗？
Brothers and sisters, you know that you are very blessed to be seated here.
我们不要自己怨怨说，哎呀，这是什么教会？哎呀，为什么教会都这样？哎呀，别的教会也很好啊。如果这样讲太没良心了，主耶稣为了钉十字架，真的是不晓得为了什么。
If you are always complaining, saying, "Oh, all the weaknesses in the church that I'm seeing, why am I in this church?"
主耶稣千辛万苦钉十字架，差遣圣灵建立的就是这个教会。
But this is the church where the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for us.
这个教会，我们人虽然没有很完美。
Even though in this church men are not perfect.
说实在，外面的也不怎么完美，只是我们在我们有一句话说啊，看到对面的草都是比较绿的，有没有听过这句话啊？
And in reality, other churches are also not perfect. And there's a saying saying that the grass is always greener on the other side.
有时候我们看到自己的软弱，哎呀，想起别人，别人好像也很好啊，我们为什么这样子？
And when we compare ourselves to others, we may compare ourselves saying that, oh, others are better than us.
没有错，我们的人不是完美的。
Indeed, man is not perfect.
但是这个是神建立的真教会，从一开始没有改变过。
But this is a church where Jesus has established, and it has not changed.
用了很多的精力，用了很多的宝血，很多的爱，很多的流汗流泪，建立了这个教会。
Lord Jesus Christ shed many blood and sweat to establish this church.
很多人一辈子都没有听过那么完美的道理。And
many people have not heard such a complete gospel.
我这就是俄罗斯。
When I went to Russia this time,
有机会跟那些俄罗斯人呐，这本地的俄罗斯白人呐谈道理。
I was able to preach to the native Russians.
他们从小都是在东正教长大。From
young, they have grown up in this.
每天都是在画十字架，对圣母玛利亚来祷告，对耶稣像来跪着拜的。
They're a Catholic and they're raised up to bow down to the Mother Mary.
我们就在谈道理。And
then we talked about the gospel.
我跟他讲。
And I told them,
我说你知道你拜的神叫什么名字吗？
Do you know the name of your God you're worshiping?
我说不是神啊。
It is God.
我说神不是名字啊。
But I said, God is not a name.
天父。
They say, Father.
天父不是名字啊。
Father is not a name.
神的名字是什么你知道吗？
Do you know what the name of God is?
我说我不知道。
They don't know.
我就翻圣经给他看， 这是我们传统老前辈讲的这些很简单的那几节经节，这样跟他讲。
So then I took out the Bible and look at a few verses.
独一真神啊。
One true God.
三位一体是不对的。
Trinity is not correct.
耶稣就是永恒的神啊。
Jesus is the eternal God.
这是永在的父啊。
And he is the eternal Father.
和平的君啊。
The Prince of Peace.
你知道吗？
Do you know that?
他说，哎呀，以前都没有读这一节都没有这样想过。
And they said, oh, I never read this verse, never thought of it.
哇，好新啊，这个东西。
Oh, this is so new.
哇，我以后就研究研究。
I should study this more.
还有一个是那个东正教的神学生，跟我谈道理，来教会参加布道会。
Now, there was an Orthodox that was talking with me about the gospel.
他以后要去当神父，东正教的神父的，要去帮人家洗礼的。And
he was to become a bishop and to baptize other people.
我说你以后要帮人家用什么名来洗礼？
So I asked him, in what name are you going to baptize
people? 要搞清楚啊。
You have to know.
他就心里面好像很挣扎这样子。
And in his heart, he was struggling.
因为他知道他自己是奉父子圣灵的名洗过礼的。
Because he knows that he baptized in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
但是圣经讲了要奉主耶稣圣名啊。
But in the Bible it says in the name of Jesus.
他就很挣扎。
And he was struggling.
心里很挣扎， 因为他要离开他的东正教来这个教会又很困难。
Because he's leaving his original faith to the true Jesus.
他都知道这个道理是比较对。
And he knows
圣经是这样讲。
He knows that this truth is better than the one he believes.
所以今天我们可以坐在这里啊。 很高高兴兴的，接受了这个道理，欢欢喜喜在这边聚会。
So today we are able to receive this gospel and happily sit here.
太有福气。It
is truly blessed.
真教会太超越了。And
True Jesus Church is transcending.
真理超越。In
truth we're transcending.
圣灵超越。In
spirit we're transcending.
跟俗世的教会不一样。We're
different from any other church in the denomination.
真教会从一开始就跟俗世教会不一样。
In the beginning, the church is different from any other church.
所以我们教会要一直维持住这属灵的跟一切的教派的不一样。
So we have to maintain our difference from other people.
不要想说，哎，我都跟别人一样。Don't
think that we are the same with as other people.
我们是跟别人不一样的。We
are different.
要比别人更好。And
we have to be better than others.
再来另外一个颜色。The
next color.
我们看回来，出埃及记36章。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 36.
35节。
Verse 35。
36章35节。
36:35。
第三个颜色是这个紫色。
The third color is purple.
紫色就是君王的颜色。
Purple is the color of the kings.
以前的人呢，没有化学的染料，要得到紫色非常困难。
In the old times, there are no chemical dyes, so it's hard to obtain this color purple.
那个紫色都留给君王贵族他们所穿的颜色。
So purple is reserved for the kings.
马太福音呢，就是记载主耶稣是君王。
In the book of Matthew, it records Jesus as the king.
我们看马太福音的第二章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 2.
马太福音的第二章。
Matthew chapter 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
马太福音二章第二节
Matthew chapter 2 verse 2
那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里
saying where is he who has been born king of the Jews
所以说生出来就是王了
when Jesus was born he was a king of Jews
所以呢大家要来拜他
and everyone wanted to worship
所以主耶稣的颜色就是紫色
the Lord Jesus Christ's color is blue
因为他是一个君王
because he is the king
他就是万王之王
He is the king of kings.
他比世上的君王更宝贵。
And he is more precious than any king of this world.
昨天那个沙特阿拉伯的君王死掉了。
Yesterday, the king of Saudi Arabia died.
他曾经是全世界最有钱的君王。
He was once the richest king of the world.
但是他也是管一片沙漠而已。
But he only ruled over a desert.
对不对？他很有钱，但是他的钱也带不走。
He was very rich, but he cannot bring his money.
但主耶稣是万王之王。
But Jesus is the King of Kings.
比英女王更宝贵，更尊贵。
He is more precious than any king.
英女王也要向他祷告。英女王也要向他祷告。英女王也是基督徒嘛，她也要向主耶稣祷告啊。The Queen has to pray to Jesus.
The Queen has to pray to God.
是不是
？Is that right?
对不对？所以主耶稣这个王比万王之王更尊贵啊。
So Jesus is more precious than the king.
好，那我们来想我们自己。
And we have to think about ourselves.
主耶稣是君王。
Lord Jesus Christ is the king.
那我们至少也是王子嘛。
So we are princes, right?
我们也按照圣经，我们将来也要与基督同作王的。
According to the Bible, we are going to reign with him.
我们看这个提摩太后书第二章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
二章十二节。
Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 2.
提摩太后书二章十二节。
Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 12.
我们若能忍耐，也必和他一同作王。
If we endure, we shall also reign with him.
你看，我们也是可以与基督一同作王的。
So we also can reign with him.
因为主耶稣是王啊。
Because God, Jesus is king.
我们的灵修的目标就是要一直提醒你是王，你是与基督作王，你是王子。
And the goal of our spiritual cultivation is to remind ourselves constantly that we are the king. We are going to reign with him.
你生出来以后就要做王的。
And after we are born, we are going to become king.
你们知道吗？那些这贵族啊，比如说是英国那些王室啊，那些以后要接班的那些王子啊，从小就要受很严谨的教育。
Do we know that the princes of England when they are born they have to be under strict
因为身份尊贵嘛走路都不可以乱走的我们走路还可以一摇一摆的这样对不对王子走路这样子都没有格了
because they have a noble status they cannot do anything casually
我们吃饭的时候一边呢腿撑上来啊拍上来啊随便吃我们是平民嘛
when we're eating we may eat casually but they have to sit appropriately
王子吃饭就要有一个格啊
but when a prince eats he has to do everything right
讲话随便了我们喜欢讲什么讲什么王子讲话就要受训练了用什么英文什么口音在什么场合怎么讲话就受训练
ordinary people when they speak casually but for a prince they must conduct themselves
王子可以随便在公共场合骂脏话吗
can a prince swear in public
可以拿着根香烟腿翘起来
And hold a cigarette?
当然不行了。
Of course not.
这样做的话，就跟他身份不符了。
This is not according to his character.
所以我们也与主耶稣作王。
So today we are going to reign with him.
我们有比世上的君王更尊贵的身份。
And we have a more noble status than the kings of the world.
我们提醒自己啊。
So we have to remind ourselves.
不是我们能不能这样做？可以吗？这样不是这样。
It is not are we allowed to do this?
我们要问自己，这样做跟我的身份配不配吗？
However, we should ask ourselves, are we doing this? Is this according to our status?
别的同学去跳舞啊，去狂欢啊。
when our classmates go dancing.
他还要你去啊。
And when they invite
us. 你心里很想去，很想去，对不对
？In our heart, we want to follow them.
但是我们不是说问可不可以去？哦，可以去吗？我去，我不跳舞，可以吗？
Do we ask? Can we go? I'm not going to dance with them.
啊，别人请我喝酒，我喝果汁可以吗？
Other people invite us to drink, but can I drink just juice?
我们不是问可不可以
？We shouldn't ask. Can we do it?
我们是问你的身份，你做这个事你配不配呢？
We should ask. With our status, are we worthy of doing this?
你有这个身份，你配得做这种事吗？
We have this status. Are we worthy of doing this?
如果你的身份那么高。
If our status is high,
那一些没有信神的人，他们的生活、他们的水平、他们的观念是那么低。
And other people, their thinking, their moral is so low.
你要学他吗？还是他应该学你啊？
Should we learn from them, or should they learn from us?
所以这样一想，就是个灵修的目标了。
So thinking about this is the goal of our spiritual cultivation.
主耶稣的颜色是紫色的。
The color of Jesus is purple.
是尊贵的。
It is noble.
我们也应该。过尊贵的生活
and we should also have a noble life.
因为别人是应该羡慕我们的
and other people should be envious of us.
有时候我们相反我们羡慕别人
it is oftentimes the opposite. We're envious of other people's life.
你看别人多自由
we say, oh, look at how free they are.
礼拜六不用来教会
you don't have to come to church on Sunday, or Saturday.
做什么都可以
and they can do anything they want.
你还是会羡慕别人
And we are envious of other people.
是因为他们来羡慕我们。
But it should be them being envious of us.
平安，你们有平安，你们有喜乐，你们有那么好的家庭。
You have peace. You have such a wonderful family.
所以啊，我们身份是尊贵的。
So our life is noble.
再来最后一个颜色。
Lastly, the last color.
快回来，出埃及第三十六章。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 35.
三十五节。
36:35.
最后一个颜色我们讲的就是朱红色。
The last color is the scarlet.
朱红是血的颜色。
Scarlet is the color of blood.
鲜血是最鲜红的。
Blood is the most, the reddest color.
所以朱红就代表血的颜色。
So scarlet represents the color of blood.
那怎么来血呢？
And where does blood come from?
一定要有牺牲生命才有血。
It must come from a sacrifice of a life.
牺牲是从主耶稣来的
，and sacrifice comes from Jesus。
因为主耶稣在马可福音里面是被描述成为一个最牺牲的仆人。
Because in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus was described as a servant who was sacrificed。
我们看马可福音
，let's turn to the book of Mark，
第十章
，chapter 10，
四十五节
，verse 45。
马可福音十章的四十五节
，Mark chapter 10 verse 45。
十章的四十五节
10 verse 45
因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍乃是要服侍人并要舍命做多人的赎价
45 for even the son of man did not come to be served but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many
红色就是主耶稣的颜色
red is the color of Jesus
你一看到红色就想起主耶稣的牺牲
when we look at red we think about the sacrifice of Jesus
主耶稣一辈子就是来服侍人
In his entire life, Jesus came to serve men.
服侍到不止流汗。
He served not until he sweat.
我们顶多也是服侍到流汗而已嘛。
For us, we only serve until we sweat.
今天有冷气，加拿大要那么冷，说实在要流汗也不容易。
There's air conditioning in Canada, so it is hard for us to even sweat.
啊，但是主耶稣服侍的不是只有流汗。
The Lord Jesus Christ he served not until he only sweated.
服侍到流血。
He served until he bled.
这个就是红色的。
This is red.
这个就是我们灵修的目标。
And this is the goal of our spiritual cultivation.
今天教会里面最难找的、最难培养的是什么人呢
？And in the church today, what is the hardest kind of people to find?
今天你要找一堆大学生不难找。
It is not hard to find a university student.
在年轻的一辈，最低的学历都是学士。
In the younger generation.The youngest degree is maybe
三十年前有一个青年是大学毕业的，哇，不得了，大家都哇，看到好像很厉害。现在每一个都大学了。
Maybe 30 years ago, it is very good to have a university degree, but now everyone has one.
所以学历不难找。
So it is not hard to find a good educated person.
人才不难找。
It's not hard to find people.
以社会的角度来说的人才教会很多。
In terms of the world's
talented people 很多
talented people
有教育的聪明的 IQ 高的
high IQ, high education.
这些很多啊。
There are many in this world.
但是最难找的是什么？
But the hardest person to find is
是愿意流血的。
Those who are willing to bleed.
当然不是说要你真的是捐血。
Of course, it is not to require you to
是愿意
donate blood.
牺牲的。
But those who are willing to sacrifice.
讲很容易。
It is easy to talk.
给意见很容易。
It is easy to give opinions.
我有意见，教会要怎么改革？
I have opinions to know, to know how
你们都做得不好，应该怎么怎么做，怎么怎么做。
This is what you should be doing.
这个很容易啊，用嘴巴讲啊。
This is very easy to say.
但是有多少人愿意真的说我来做，我来帮忙？
But how many people are those that truly say, I will do this and I will help?
教会的软弱是我的责任。
The weaknesses of the church is my responsibility.
教会哪里做得不好，是我的责任。
Whatever the church does not do well, it is my responsibility.
主耶稣在世上没有讲什么话。
Lord Jesus Christ on the earth, he did not speak anything.
但是每天都做的牛一样。
But he worked like a cow every day.
他从来没有埋怨，哇，这人那么坏。
And he did not complain, how come the people are always so evil.
都没有人帮忙。
And nobody is helping me.
大家做的不够。
Everyone is not doing enough.
他都不讲这些。
He does not speak of
this. 他都去做。
He only works.
做到流血。
He worked until he bled.
做到生命都没有了。
Until he lost his life.
所以最难找的是什么？
So what is the most hardest find person?
不是有教育背景的。
Are not those who have education.
不是聪明的。
Are not those who are smart.
是真的愿意为教会、为神的圣工牺牲的。
It is people who are willing to sacrifice for the church.
什么叫牺牲？
And what is sacrifice?
你去接一个人。
You may borrow a person.
接一个人，去接送一个人了。Pick up 一个人。
Oh, you may pick up a person.
你家在这里，教会在这里，你顺便去载他一下，这个不是牺牲。因为你本来就是往这个方向。
If your house and the church and the person's house is located on the same road, this is not sacrifice.
你住这里。
If you're living there.
你要接的人在这里。
And the person you're picking up is there.
教会在那里。
And the church is there.
你去这样多跑一趟，这个叫牺牲。
If you're willing to pick up that person and go to church, that is sacrificing.
什么叫牺牲？
What is sacrifice?
你本身就很忙。
You are originally very busy.
你家庭也很忙。
And your family is busy.
工作也很忙。
And you're busy in work.
但是因为有人需要。
But because somebody needs.
主耶稣需要。
Because the Lord needs.
你少睡一点。
You sleep less.
少跟家人在一起一点。
And you spend less time with your family.
为了主，你要去这样去做。
And for God, you do this.
这个叫牺牲。
This is called sacrifice.
还没有到牺牲性命的地步啊。
It is not to the point of sacrificing your life.
几个小时而已。
It is only a few hours.
几公升汽油而已。
It is a few liters of oil.
但是这个
gas.
这个有办法做到吗？
And can you do this?
如果有办法做到。
If you can do this.
红色得到了，得到红色了。
Then you have obtained this color of red.
所以我们一看到红色，想起主啊，我太对不起你了。
So when we see the color of red, we think about how we have fallen short of God's glory.
你为我流出那么多宝血。
You have bled for us.
那我给你的是什么？
And what have I give in return?
所以红色就是仆人，就是服侍，就是牺牲。
So red is represent of a servant, someone who is willing to sacrifice.
但是今天有时候，我们不晓得什么时候开始，有一些弟兄姐妹可能会有这个观念。
And sometimes members may have this mentality.
他说牺牲啊，是你们圣工人员是牺牲啊。
And they say sacrificing is a job of the holy workers.
你们要为我们信徒牺牲啊。
You have to sacrifice for us members.
你们是服侍我们信徒的。
You are serving us the members.
所以你们要多牺牲一点。
So you have to sacrifice more.
有这种观念吗？这种观念对吗？
Is this mentality right?
圣工人是服侍你吗？
Are holy workers serving you?
我们看圣经怎么观念。
Let us look at the Bible's mentality concept.
我们看彼得前书啊。
Let's turn to 1 Peter's.
彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter two.
彼得前书的第二章。
First Peter chapter two.
第四章，对不起啊，第四章。
Sorry, chapter four.
第十节。
Verse ten.
第十节，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
Verse 10, as each one has received a gift, minister to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
这里说我们个人呢，无论是谁都有得到一些恩赐。
Here it says that every one of us has received a gift.
我们是彼此服侍的。
And we have to minister to each other.
其实到最后的还是要服侍神。
But in the end, we have to serve God.
所以虽然圣工人员被选出来，
so even though we have chosen these holy workers,
表面上是服侍弟兄姐妹，
on the surface, they are serving members.
其实他们是在服侍神啊。
But in actuality, they're serving God.
所以我们当弟兄姐妹，圣工人员服侍我们，我们就有一个很感恩的心。
So as members, when the holy workers serve us, we have to be thankful.
而不是说哎，你服侍我，服侍不好，再改进，再怎么样。
We shouldn't say, oh, you have more room of improvement.
这种态度就不对。
This is not the right mentality.
他们是服侍神的，不是你的仆人。
They're serving God, they're not your servants.
做得好还是不好，他们要自己跟神负责。
Whether they have done right or wrong, that is a responsibility.
弟兄姐妹对圣工人员的态度是要感恩的态度。
But for the members, our attitude towards holy workers must be thankful.
他们是神的工人啊。
And grateful because they are the servant of God.
他们是服侍神的。
And they're serving God.
所以有了这种观念，整个教会就会非常的和谐跟同心。
So if we have this mentality, the whole church will have unity.
大家这里说是彼此服侍，不是他们只是服侍你而已。
Here it says that everyone ministers each other.
你要想说我要怎么服侍别人啊？
You also have to think about how can I serve.
如果我们今天坐在这里，到现在为止还找不到一个我服侍别人的机会跟方法。
If we have not found a way to serve other at this time,
我们只是给人家服侍，来教会只是给人家服侍。
Coming to church, we are only letting others serve us.
你这个红色还没有达到，还没达标啊。
Then we have not obtained this color of red.
我们有紫色还不够啊。
Your color purple is not.
你很圣洁，有白色也不够啊。
And you are not very pure.
啊，你很属灵啊，有蓝色。我每天属灵，每天就是祷告属灵的事，这也不够啊。
Even though you pray a lot and you have blue, this is not.
你有白，有红，有蓝。啊，你有白，这就讲错了，搞混了。反正你就少了那个红了，还不行啊。
So if you're missing this red, it is not enough.
啊，蓝白还有什么？值啊，对对对，你每天很尊贵，来教会，我什么都不碰，我都是君王，这样行吗？
Even though you have all the other colors of purple of a noble one.
啊，你看到厨房，哎，为什么厨房那么慢？
And you come to the kitchen and say, oh, this is so messy.
你去报名。
And you tell other people to work.
有人说，哎呀，这个菜怎么能够吃？
And you complain, how can you eat this?
你去煮，下个礼拜你去煮。
Then you cook it yourself.
看教会上为什么就那个地上还有尘？
How come there's dust on the floor?
为什么马桶没有刷好？
How come the toilet is not scrubbed?
你马上报名。
Then you have to sign up.
主耶稣是说你是红的。
Lord Jesus Christ saying you are the red.
少了个红还不行啊。
If you're missing red, it is not.
教会就是少了很多红。
The church is missing a lot of red.
其实今天教会最大的毛病。
And this is the biggest problem in church.
很多人很会讲，很属灵。
Many people can speak and very spiritual.
表面很圣洁。
And on the surface, very spiritual.
哇，很尊贵。
Very noble.
但是做事的人很少。
But there are few who can actually work.
对不对？所以正在做事的人都做到气喘了，或者血都流光了。
So、
他都红的红的不得了了，快红牌了。
So those who are actually working are losing a lot of blood.
是不是？这样大家都不敢出来啊！哇，那选负责人大家都不敢选了，到最后都没人选。
And in the end, nobody is willing and is afraid to come out.
所以这四个颜色很重要。
So it is very important, these four colors.
所以真的，我们教会是属灵的真教会。
So truly, this church is the church of the Holy Spirit.
大家要把这四个颜色演好。
And each one of us has to have these four colors.
信徒大会也快到了，不要让圣工人员很难看的样子。不要说这个不是民意大会啊，不是那种质问啊、质询的那种。我们不是世界。
The AGM is coming up, and this is not a meeting of the world.
啊，世界的话，哇，难得了，难得机会来了，哦。挑毛病啦，怎么样啦？我们不是这个，不是我们教会。
In society, when there's a meeting, we have the opportunity to voice our opinions.
我有所观点是对的，但是不是挑毛病。
But it is voicing opinion is right, but it is not to pick out the wrong thing.
不是让人家难看。
It is not to put down other people.
啊，这个是主耶稣的主灵真教会啊。
This is the true church of God.
所以这四种颜色很重要。
So these four colors are important.
你有没有这四种颜色？
Do you have these four colors?
主耶稣要问你。
The Lord Jesus Christ is asking you.
你有了。
If you have,
你是主耶稣的好孩子。
And you are the good child of God.
你没有了。
If you don't,
那主耶稣就要给你颜色看了，要。
Then the Lord Jesus Christ will be angry.
啊，我们看，我们来唱诗486首。
Let's sing hymn 486. Thank you.
Jesus.
我曾需要耶稣，在忧患时，我朋友向我主。我有耶稣，我喜欢前进路，所以有人独自背负重担。我有耶稣，我有耶稣，我有耶稣，
为日
我需要耶稣，耶稣。
光明时的水要来，光明万不水要他。每日在我生命中，
我需要耶稣，我要耶稣，引领我走天路，他有恩在，把平安带帮助。我要耶稣，我与你手关顾，我荣耀自己便是白富。我要耶稣。我要耶稣，我要耶稣，每日我需要耶稣，
主耶稣。你里面的 sunshine are， 你里面的 storm are，
每日在我生命中，我需要耶稣，我要耶稣，我一生需要主，我若想主。他掌罪人就是
我有耶稣，
既然是谁要走，心中是自然不辛辛苦。
我有耶稣，
我有耶稣，我有耶稣，每日我需要耶稣，
光明时日需要他，永远不需要他，
每日在我生命中，我需要耶稣。
请坐。
Please be seated.
现在我们来祷告。
Now we're about to pray.
我们为自己的灵修祷告。
Let's pray for our own spiritual cultivation.
为教会的圣工祷告。
And pray for the holy work.
我们要接受按手的，可以出来到前面。
And those who want to receive the laying of hands can come.
请教会的圣职人员协助按手。
We ask the church ministers to assist in the laying of hands.
同心祷告。
So